Well, to have a little bit of more of a detailed look at this, I can now welcome Bruce Williamson, who's from Rail Futures. He's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Bruce.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, really well, thank you. You've been hearing there a couple of experiences from commuters. This is a situation we've seen before, isn't it?
In what sense?
In the fact that, you know, people being packed onto trains, you know, smaller services being provided when we're trying to keep social distancing.
Well, absolutely, yeah. It's a perennial problem on the railways anyway. And, of course, when you're absolutely right, when this whole COVID thing kicked in, you wanted to avoid packed trains at all costs. And to some extent, you know, you heard from your correspondent say, it's been successful up until now. So, you know, what C2C are doing really doesn't make sense to me either.
It strikes me, Bruce, that rail operators have been in this huge battle to find the right service to match demand, haven't they? I mean, they know, you know, in normal times, shall we say, how many customers are going to be using the service. They've got a broad idea, but they always seem to be battling with this, even at times when there isn't a pandemic around.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly right now, I do have a lot of sympathy with the rail industry as a whole. You know, they're stuck between a sort of rock and a hard place. They want, you know, and we as rail campaigners as well, we want a successful railway. We want it to work. And yet, to some extent, we're saying to people, don't use the trains. You know, keep your distance, stay off, and go by car, which generally longer term, you know, we certainly don't want to do. But, you know, you're absolutely right that longer term, there has been a perennial problem with overcrowding. And the reason for that is that, you know, the rail industry and the government, I mean, let's not forget that, you know, the rail industry is basically run by the government, you know, and all these problems, we can blame the government. We can, for the most part. It's long-term lack of investment. So passenger numbers keep going up and up and up, apart from within the last year, and yet they haven't invested in the trains that we need to match that, to give us the sort of passenger service we want without overcrowding.
Shouldn't they have sussed this out by now? I mean, we had a lockdown before, so they should really know how many people are using their trains. Or is it a case that on this particular lockdown, the message isn't quite as stern as the last one? Last time we were told you mustn't take public transport unless it's an absolute emergency, try to work from home. That message doesn't seem to be quite as strong this time, does it?
No, I think people are taking a bit more of a sort of casual attitude second time around. But again, from the point of view of the train operator, you know, I doubt very, very much that passenger numbers have suddenly fallen off a cliff and suddenly bounced back. You know, they will have a sense of, you know, how many passengers are likely to use it next week. And as your passenger guest said, you know, the lockdown is due to end on the 2nd of December. So there will be presumably increased demand for these trains in the very near future. Students will be going home. So the idea of reducing the service because it's not needed just doesn't stack up.
Well, for the time being, and no doubt we'll be coming back to you in future on this one, Bruce Williamson from Rail Futures, thanks very much indeed.